Hey there, today is Friday, July 2nd, 2021. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author and blogger, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the new foods that I've eaten, the fears that I have faced, and last but not least, whatever's on my mind. And, well, guess what? I am going to tell you about a restaurant that I went to. Yay! This is where everybody claps and, you know, you can't wait to listen to what I'm about to tell you. So I'm going to tell you about Lanzi's on the Lake. And we actually went there, my husband, our daughter and I, we went there for Father's Day because, well, it was Father's Day and this place was his pick. So okay, that's where we're going. And, I have to tell you, this place is beautiful. It really, really is beautiful. Now, first of all, let me let you know that Lanzi's on the Lake is a restaurant. It is on State Highway 30 in Mayfield, New York, on the Great Secundaga Lake. And the view is beautiful. And I've got to tell you, the day that we went, it was warm out. I mean, it was warm out. So we actually were seated on the outdoor deck or whatever you want to call that. Maybe the patio. I'm really not sure. I think they've got both. I don't remember. I just know we sat outside. There was an umbrella above us to keep the sun out of our eyes. And it was just a gorgeous day. And we got to look at the water and the trees and all that stuff. And it's a gorgeous scenery for a restaurant. And the food was good too. I mean, the food was better than good. The food was, oh, I ate it all. Okay, so first of all, my husband looked at the menu before we got there. And he was like, oh, hey, they have pulled pork. I'm like, oh, great. I could get a pulled pork sandwich. I love pulled pork. And then we got there and I looked at the menu. And on the menu, there's a pistachio salmon. See that or is it pistachio fillet of salmon? I honestly don't know which one it said, but when I saw that, when I read the description about pistachio and salmon and some kind of a mustard, I thought to myself, oh, this sounds intriguing. So I ordered that instead of the pulled pork sandwich. And I have to tell you, that was delicious. I don't know who their chef is at Lanzi's, but I'm going to tell you, that fish was delicious. And I ate every bit of it. I mean, the pistachio on top of that fish, of the salmon, along with the mustard that they use. Wow. It just was an absolute perfect mixture. I couldn't believe I ate the entire thing. Okay. When it comes to seafood, I actually don't like seafood. When it comes to salmon, sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't. It depends on how it's made. This is a must try, people, a must try. And I know my husband and my daughter liked their food as well. Now, I will tell you that this place, when it comes to dollar signs, how much you're going to cost, it's $2. But I do believe it's worth it. Now, listen, you know what's so cool about this place? I mean, besides for the fact that the food tastes good, it's on the water. So if you are a boat lover and you love to go boating, you can call them up, you can place your order, and they will either deliver it to your boat. Well, I mean, obviously you have to dock your boat at their dock, but they will either bring the food to you on your boat, or you could get off of your boat, walk to the patio area, and they will hand you your food. I mean, how cool is that? If you love to boat and it's a nice warm day and you are on the Secundaga Lake, oh my goodness, you have got to take your boat to their dock and you have got to get their food. You just have to. I mean, I suppose you could just, you know, dock it and then sit there and eat it and enjoy the view. But I mean, either way, you're going to enjoy the view, whether you're sitting outside eating or on your boat. But I suppose if you're sitting on your boat, you could work on your tan as well. So, I mean, either way, I don't care. But I got to tell you, I am looking forward to going back to this place, in all honesty. And like I said, it's Lanzi's on the Lake. They are on State Highway 30 in Mayfield, New York, and they are on the Secundaga Lake. Although I think technically it's called the Greater or Great Secundaga Lake. You will not be disappointed in this restaurant. And if you are, I guess I'm sorry, but I don't know. I can't imagine, unless the chef is having a bad day, I cannot see you having a bad time at this place. Now, I've never sat inside, so I don't know about the seating there. I mean, I know they have a lot of seating, but I couldn't tell you anything about that other than it, to me, it looks rustic, but I really like the way it looks at the same time because I kind of like that style. But I got to tell you, if it's a beautiful day, yeah, if they're asking you where you would like to sit outside, definitely outside. You want to enjoy the view of the lake. I mean, even if you're somebody like me who actually doesn't like the water, you still want that view because it's just absolutely gorgeous and the food is so good. I mean, what more can you ask for? Good food, good scenery, good company. Yes. I mean, yes, that just hits the mark on everything. And quite frankly, I thought the food was worth the price, to be honest with you, the $2 signs. So there you go, huh? So if you live around the Sac Lake, Saconaug Lake, if you live in Mayfield, if you live where we live, if you live in Albany, I don't care. If you live in upstate New York, I don't really know how far. Usually I could tell you if you like live 2 hours away, it's worth it. If you live 4 hours away, something's worth it. I don't know the distance for this particular place. But if you love to drive and if you love to drive on country roads and check out the scenery and get to see the mountains and the lake, then yeah, I would say it is worth the drive for that. Now, I wouldn't drive all the way from Buffalo or New York City. I mean, if you want to, go ahead. I'm not going to stop you one little bit. But for me, I enjoyed the ride from our house, or I suppose on that day from our church, to there. And I think anybody who loves to do a nice drive on country roads and then have something nice to eat, that is for you. A nice drive, get to see the mountains, get to see the lake, and then actually eat at a nice restaurant, Lanzi's on the lake, while you're looking at the beautiful view, that's a nice day. And by any chance, you get to see spot a bear in the meantime. That's cool too. Although I haven't gotten that fortunate yet. So, like I said, Lanzi's on the Lake is on State Highway 30 in Mayfield, New York. It's on the Saconaug Lake. Food is delicious. The place is so nice to look at. The view of Saconaug Lake is absolutely beautiful. And like I said, if you have a boat and you love to go boating, that is a great place for you to stop and get your food, whether you want to order it and have them deliver to your boat, or if you want to get off of your boat and just go sit down. It's good either way. And I do hope you take my advice, and I do hope you go to Lanzi's on the Lake. And oh, I would suggest highly that you actually call them first to make sure that they're open. I'm not quite sure of their hours, but I would definitely call them to make sure that they are open, and maybe even make reservations. I don't know, but that would be my suggestion. Call reservations, find out what time they're open and all that good stuff, so you don't get disappointed when you get there and they're actually not open, because that would just be horrible to do all that long of a drive. And then you find out the restaurant's not even open, so you can't taste their good food. So yes, definitely call ahead. Make a reservations. Find out what time they're open. Then pick the right day. Do your drive. Have some good food. And look at that beautiful Saconaug Lake. So that would be it for me. Lanzi's on the Lake. A restaurant you must try. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry, but I thought the food was really, really good, and I'm looking forward to go back again. So, in the meantime, if you would like to follow me on Twitter, I'm there, at SRKBear. If you'd like to follow me on LinkedIn, I'm there, Kathleen Smith. My books all have Facebook pages, which I will get to in a minute. I am on YouTube. My channel is Kat and Smith. That's KatAndSmith. Lots and lots and lots of book trailers for you to look at. So my books are Miscarriage Is My Story. Listen, I've been through 3 miscarriages, okay? I had different feelings for all 3 of them. And I'm going to tell you, the last one hurt me the absolute worst, both physically and emotionally. And I've got to tell you that the emotional pain lasted me for at least 3 years. I mean, that was bad. So if you think you're all alone, you're not. You're really, really not, okay? I hope my book can help you. Husbands, if you're listening to this and your wife had a miscarriage, talk to your wife. Wife, talk to your husband. And just trust me, okay? And listen, men, you can listen to my book or read it as well because it can help you too. And, you know, if you're listening to this and for some reason you cannot have any babies, I do have a chapter that is titled No Children that might help you as well. Again, that book is Miscarriages, My Story. That's available on Kindle, paperback, and audio. My second book is Brooklyn Raised, Living Upstate. And there's just bits and pieces of there about me growing up in Brooklyn, what it was like for me to move to upstate New York. Like, you know, there was a time when I cut my hair. There was a time, my vacation to Florida. You might want to read about that or hear about that because that was something else. And then, you know, I'm not very good at driving cars in the snow. So I've got some stuff in there about how I got stuck. My expedition got stuck in a snowdrift. And yeah, that was something else. And then the last part about that is all about my mom. How much I love her, how much I miss her, and how I got through her funeral. That's all in Brooklyn Raised, Living Upstate, which is on Kindle, audio, and paperback. Personally, if you like my voice, I say go with the audio. And then there is Hey You Moments to Remember, which is filled with a lot of my moments that I remember that you might be able to relate to. That is only on Kindle and audio. So I guess that's it. I hope you enjoy my books, and I appreciate everybody who does read my books or listens to them. And thank you so much to everybody who listens to my podcast. And hey, you know what? If you live in another country, like, I don't know, France, England, Ireland, Germany, Croatia, or wherever, and you are looking to come to America, I hope my podcast can help you. If not, I'm sorry, but I really hope that they do help you. So until the next time, wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And I will be back when I am back. And again, thank you and goodbye.